flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are one day closer to convoying over to New Orleans for the Super Bowl, thanks to Flight by Yuengling. We are very excited for that, but we're very excited for today. Good to have you with us. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Hello.
Hey, what's up? I realized something this morning. I've had this gnawing, weird feeling for the last few days, and it's that, much like a child, I don't like it when there's instability at home. And right now with the Texans, there's so much instability. You're trying to find out who D'Amico's new football wife is going to be. Mm-hmm. It's just I'm waiting for my stepmommy in the form of an offensive coordinator. And there's just so many variables and so many unknowns. And it's not like the Texans have interviewed a long list of people that get that titillates people. And I'm starting to get agitated. So if I act out, just send me to the counselor at school and see if we can work something out. I'm just a little uncomfortable.
That's what I was going to ask you, you know, because you and I are only together on air 4 hours a day. We're in constant communication at the other portions of the
constant
day, but not around each other the rest of that time. Is it affecting your grades? Like this instability?
I have my daily checklist that's color coded of things that I'm supposed to do.
How's that
to
going?
Help me stay on track with my mental health?
Yeah.
I've got just the tasks, the exercise, like how I need my nutrition, all of that.
Yeah.
Full of nothing but red boxes
now.
Red boxes abound.
That's bad.
I know from history. I've got documented evidence of it. It gets worse. I got to get some green boxes in there today.
Okay, well, there may be some, can I share maybe some good news with you here, at least in terms of resolution? I don't know if you're going to like who your new stepmom is.
I want 4K resolution up in here, Sean.
Okay.
Give it to me.
Well,
give me some old square box cathode ray nonsense.
We're interviewing two stepmoms today for you, Seth.
Potential stepmoms.
One is named Nick Cayley, and one is named Bill Lazor, who you've actually spent some time with.
Bill Lazor is on the Seth Payne coaching tree. When I was a freshman in college, he was the starting quarterback, record-breaking starting quarterback.
Record-breaking at Cornell, yes. Starting quarterback, yes. Yeah.
Back when quarterbacks were men, damn it. Mm-hmm. We didn't just spread it all out and dink and dunk all over the place.
1993.
You had to sit in a pocket and take your punishment like a man.
Back when quarterbacks were men. During the grunge era, huh?
That's right, yeah. We listened to Nirvana, Metallica, and we ran the ball, and then we threw the ball sometimes.
That's right. We entered the field to Pearl Jam, and the opponents were intimidated.
There's interesting things about both these guys. Yeah. I think with Lazor's had, for whatever reason, I keep seeing people say that he's had three jobs as an OC, and I think because of the way they list it, you know, it'll be 2015 through 16 here, 2019 through 20 there, whatever it might be. People look at it like a school year, and they think that he was one and done at those places.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like 1 year and done. It's been 2 year stints, which yeah. isn't. It's not like, hey, no, wait, it's two. It's not like it's a marvelous alternative. But in each time he's been an offensive coordinator, he was with a head coach who was on his way out.
Yeah.
So that's not. You could go any way with that. You could say, hey, well, he was part of not being the solution, but it was also with guys that haven't gotten head coaching jobs since. It was Marvin Lewis in his last couple of years of coaching. It was what's his name from Kansas City?
Nagy.
And it was Joe Philbin.
Yeah.
So I think he's been regarded as a guy who's super intelligent and super bright. Maybe he hasn't been in the right situation. But the thing with Kaley's interesting because at least once and possibly twice, the Patriots did try to hire him as an offensive coordinator. Notably last year where Gerard Mayo, according to Albert Breer, offered him almost $3 million a year, which is one of the higher paid coordinator jobs in the league.
Oh, yeah.
And Kaley said, no, I'm going to stay in L.A. with the Rams. They're going to make me the passing game coordinator. Okay. And then previous to that, the year when Bill Belichick ended up hiring Matt Patricia and Joe Judge,
yeah.
or didn't hire him, had them be the offensive coordinator, Kaley was in the mix. It's not clear from what I saw whether they officially offered him the job or whatever, but Kaley decided to go with Sean McVay instead. So mm-hmm. I think it does paint the picture of a guy that people are intrigued by, but he's waiting for the right opportunity. It seems like the Texans would be that right opportunity. If you're looking at Gerard Mayo with a rookie quarterback and all of that, everything else that goes with it versus working with C.J. Stroud, I think this might be more appetizing for him.
Okay, so that I like that. I like the things you just said there. Two things. One, if he's had other opportunities and he's been choosy, I'm like, oh, so okay, he's kind of the Ben Johnson of position coaches, you know, like
yeah.
waiting for the right offensive coordinator spot. And this would absolutely qualify to me if I were Nick Kaley to be able to come in here. The offense is going to be yours. You're going to call the plays. Defensive head coach, really good young quarterback, weapons. Yeah. The biggest project is the offensive line. I would imagine Nick Kaley, if he's as smart as we're portraying him right now, has already thought through several years ago, maybe like, what an offensive line would look like and has names in his back pocket as to who he would bring in maybe potentially with him. The second thing that I like is he's clearly very smart because he said no to Gerard Mayo last year.
$3 million
to $3 million,
year, one
right,
of the like, higher paid ones.
He's not going for a bag somewhere, you know what I mean?
Sean, what do we know? What do we know about one of the biggest indicators of success in life? The ability to delay gratification.
That's right.
And delaying gratification when it comes in the form of probably $12 million or so guaranteed, that's delaying your gratification. He was also, I'm getting a little bit annoyed because people keep referring to him as a Kubiak-Shanahan tree guy, where he spent the vast majority of his career in the NFL with the Patriots.
Yeah.
So he's actually seen two different systems, at least, and been exposed to them. He was a tight ends coach with the Patriots, so he's well acquainted with coaching up blocking, working alongside the offensive line, all of that. That's intriguing to me. I think Lazor, the other guy that we found out about that they're going to be interviewing, he's been in the position before in multiple different scenarios with different head coaches. He's worked with a variety of quarterbacks. So I don't think you have to worry about the pigeonholing either of those guys into a Shanahan system.
Yeah,
it's both of these guys I think will be their own guys, as well as the other candidates that they've interviewed. I don't think that any of them are really attached to a specific scheme.
Yeah. So so today is when they're interviewing both of the candidates. Seth and I are talking about Nick Kaley, the passing game coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams, and Bill Lazor, who's been a special assistant here in Houston, an offense coordinator and a play caller at several different stops. The very different backgrounds. Like Bill Lazor's been all over. You know, Nick Kaley has been largely with two organizations since he got to the NFL. So this will be interesting. Now, for what it's worth, Tyler Milner put up a poll yesterday on Twitter. It didn't include Bill Lazor because I don't think his interview had been reported yet, A. And B, you can only put four names up on a Twitter poll. So conveniently enough, the Texans had interviewed three already, and we knew Nick Caley was coming today when Tyler put this poll up. For whatever reason, you know, and I'm not saying this derisively, like Nick Caley is way out in front of all the other three guys on this poll. He's getting like 60 to 70% of the vote. So
I think there is, for me, one of my holdups with Nick Caley, just when I first started glancing at everything, was, all right, well, is he that hot a commodity? Of other people identified him as being somebody that, you know, they would want to go for. And not that that's the be-all, end-all for making your determination, but the Patriots, you know, and Gerard Mayo and people who had familiarity with him were willing to spend $3 million per year on him. I think that Sean McVay thinks very highly of him, wanted to retain him, made him the passing game coordinator last year. So the breadth of experience he has still makes me feel better than some of the other candidates, even though he hasn't been the guy in charge and the guy calling plays, all of that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
And meanwhile, everybody, you know, meanwhile, if you just put Chip Kelly's name in a search engine on Twitter or Google or wherever else, put Chip Kelly Texans, all kinds of fan conjecture about Chip Kelly. At what point do we reach in this search where we start to give up hope on the Chip Kelly dream? Do you have a?
Oh, I think now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really?
Even yesterday, you were getting annoyed with me yesterday because I was giving so many disclaimers before we talked about.
Why do you think I keep getting annoyed with you? You said this like three times in the last
week. I could read it in your body language, Sean.
I don't even remember what you're talking about.
It's one of my boxes that I'm supposed to check off on my mental health checklist. It's like, did I annoy Sean today? Yes or no? And I had to put red in that box.
What were you annoying me with about disclaimers about Chip Kelly, you said?
Oh, that I'm like, every time I talked about Chip Kelly, I said, look, it's all speculation at this point. Oh. There have been zero actual reports tying the Texans to Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly currently is on the recruiting trail. I'm seeing photos of him with recruits in front of their fireplaces at home.
Oh, you have?
He's making all kinds of grand promises right this moment.
I hadn't seen that. So he's out on the Ohio State recruiting trail right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had not seen that. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah.
Until I see an actual report of interest by either side in that scenario,
you're
not holding my breath on him. It'll be a pleasant surprise if they get him. But, I keep wanting to say daylight's burning. I mean, there's no real timetable for hiring an offensive coordinator. There's, you know, you don't want to go plucking guys off of other people's staffs after the draft or anything. But for the Texans' purposes, man, right now you're scouting players, college players, free agency is coming up. You want to be sure you're on the same page with the guys. So for the sake of having a competitive offense next year and getting the most out of whichever offensive coordinator you do hire, I would prefer that they do it ASAP.
Yeah, I don't get the sense that the Texans – better move on this guy or so-and-so is going to take him, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like that would be, to me, that would be the main reason to speed it up is if there's a guy you've identified, but he's been identified by two other teams and you're in a bidding war with him. But yeah, I, other than that, it doesn't feel like everybody, you know, it doesn't feel like teams. Well, first of all, there's very few teams with an OC opening even right now, you know?
Okay. This is the one big X factor that I think nobody wants to touch with a 10-foot stick.
Okay.
The New England way, for many years under Bill Belichick, was at times to not even name an offensive coordinator.
Mm.
Bill O'Brien was acting as the offensive coordinator in New England for a while before they ever even gave him the title.
Yeah.
Is there a chance Is there a chance that at some point when Nick Caserio gets up to speak to the media, he says something along the lines of, it's a committee approach, or we don't feel the need at this point to name whomever is actually going to be calling plays. We've got it all covered and taken care of. Don't worry about it.
I don't think so. I don't think so, because Nick's not Bill Belichick, and D'Amico Ryans, everywhere he's been, has had an offensive coordinator as a player and a coach. I think that's going to, yeah. So, no, is there a chance? I mean, there's a chance of anything, I guess, but if
you're giving it a 3% chance.
Yeah, something like that. Like, if you ask me to place a wager on it, I'm placing whatever money on no. I don't care what the odds are. I'll place it on no. Are you nervous about that? It's an interesting thought.
I'm apprehensive of it. Okay. I'm not nervous. I'm not expecting it, but I also I don't want to go through 6 months of sports radio.
No. I don't want to. Remember the flat organizational structure?
I remember that.
I don't need a flat organizational structure on the offensive side of the ball with CJ Stroud. I don't.
Oh.
Make CJ a player OC. That'd be unique.
What was the show with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson?
True Detective.
True Detective, yeah. Where that was the most popular GIF or GIF back then was Matthew McConaughey saying, time is a flat circle, and crushing the can, talking about the Texans organizational chart.
Yeah, that was fun. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, listen.
I felt like Matthew McConaughey's character in that movie.
the entire time.
Yeah. Depressed, lost.
Yeah. listen to Sports Radio. Yeah, these are better times. Listen to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app for an hour each day. You get a chance to win entry into our Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. The winner will be headed to Vegas with flight and hotel accommodations for you and three guests. And y'all get $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience. $20,000 for all of you for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. All right, up next, it just hit me yesterday. The Astros need to do this. I was sitting by myself and got irrationally angry about something yesterday with the Astros. They need to do this immediately. We'll tell you what it is coming up next.